in Zazen practice. We stop thinking and we must be free from our emotional activity too. We don't say there is no emotional activity, but we should be free from it. We don't say we have no thinking mind, but we should not be activity. Our life activity should not be limited by our thinking mind. In short, I think we can say without feeling anything, we without discriminating good and bad, without saying right or wrong, we should trust our life activity. Because we respect ourselves, because we trust completely, put faith in our life, we do not think, we do not discriminate. And we sit, that is, our practice. Tentatively, this morning, my version of our practice is like this, because I want to extend this kind of understanding to our everyday life. Between human relationship, for instance, should be based on this kind of understanding. If our love between us is not based on this kind of understanding, respect, and complete trust, we will not have completely peaceful life. And relationship between ourselves and nature should be like this. We should respect everything, especially something which we related directly. This morning, when we were bowing, in Zendo, we heard big noise here, because everyone pulling chair. I thought this is, may not be the way how we should treat chairs. not only because it may cause disturbance to the people who are bowing in the zendo, but also fundamentally, this will not be the way to how we should treat things. And this has a fear here, you know. Fears. This is very convenient. So I, you know, sometimes I don't like something too convenient, you know. It gives us some lazy, you know, feeling, which does not accord with our spirit of practice. And this kind of laziness, you know, I think our culture it started this kind of lazy idea. And, you know, eventually we and because of this, we should eventually fight with each other. And we have our cultural background, East or West, nowadays, there's something, you know, this kind of lazy idea. Instead of respecting things, we want to use it for ourselves. And if it is difficult to use it, we have idea of conquering something. I think this is not this kind of idea does not accord with our spiritual practice. We are thinking about rituals and how to decorate our Buddha hall, having some beautiful Buddha and offering some beautiful flowers, you know. But Zen Buddhist says, with a leaf of, with a blade of leaf, we should create Buddha, Jōroku Kōnjin, the golden body of Buddha, which is 16 feet high, with blade of deep, we should create big Buddha. That is our spirit. But here, you know, to create 16 feet high Buddha with a blade of deep, need a great effort. I don't need to accumulate many leaves and grain it and make a clay and big Buddha. I don't mean that. But anyway, to see, until we see the big Buddha in a a small leaf. We need a great amount of, I don't say how much effort we need, I don't know. For someone, it may be quite easy. But for someone like me, it needs a great effort. It is much easier to just to see a great golden Buddha. It's much easier. But when you see a great Buddha in a small leaf, that joy may be something special, I think. But we need a great effort. My teacher, Kisawa Ian, you know, did not allow us to shut a mother, to draw a mother, more than one. We should, you know, draw it one by one. Do you know, perhaps you don't know, Amado, the door outside of Shoji screen. There is, outside of Shoji screen, there is wooden wall to protect Shoji from storm or rainstorm. It is, you know, the end of the building, there is a big box for the Amado. And one by one, we put it in the box, you know. It is sliding doors. So one by one, we, you know, put it in that box. So one priest is there, and another priest is there. And if you pull, if you push, five or six doors, you know, like this, the other one can be weighed there and put it in the box. But he didn't like it. He told us to do it one by one. one person can do it, you know, and put it in, and next one. That is how he told us to do it. And it is more I think anyway, it may be in that way, we will not make much noise, of course, but the feeling is quite different when you do like this, you know. The feeling we receive from it is something, you know, a lack of respect. But when you do it one by one, carefully, without making much noise, then we will have there the feeling of practice there. So there we have feeling of Zazen practice. So even you carry, you know, even you arrange your chair, like this, you there's no feeling active. If you do it one by one, then you have complete feeling in a dying room. I don't feel good to practice Zazen in the first floor, where we eat under the dining room. When we practice Zazen, we are Buddha himself. And Manjushri is there. When we recite, maybe, sutra, you know, we are reciting sutra underneath kitchen. I don't feel so good. But, you know, if we have this kind of feeling, in each corner of the building, I think that it's much better. Because our practice is beyond the idea of the first floor or the second floor. But that is pretty difficult. But we should know that, you know, even though we have this kind of beautiful building, there is difficulties in our practice. If it is easy, when we have a complete building with nice Buddha hall and zendo, we can practice Zazen. That may be a mistake, I think. But at the same time, I know how difficult it is, you know, to practice with this spirit in this kind of building. Because building is so good that there's, on the other hand, there's difficulties. Because I know, you know, I know that anyway, to practice our way is not easy. It is, anyway, it is difficult. And what kind of difficulty we will have? I know what kind of difficulty we will have, which way we may take. This is, as you know, city zendo. City zendo. Where everyone come and practice our way. Not only old students, but also those who don't know anything about Zen. there is double difficulties for new students and for old students too. I think old students have double duty. And new students will have difficulties of which they do not ever dreamed of. So we must, all the students must make their practice easier, you know. How to make them easier is without telling them this way or that way, you should do this or you shouldn't do that. You should lead them. So that they can practice our way easier. There may be various ways, but I think our traditional way, we say traditional way, is set up with this idea, how to help people to practice right practice. We say, you know, our practice is ornament of Buddha land. Our practice itself is ornament of Buddha land. Bukkokudo shogon. You know, even though they don't know what is Buddhism, if they come to some beautiful, you know, Buddha hall, then they will naturally they will have some feeling that is, you know, the ornament of Buddha land. But essentially, for Zen Buddhists, ornament of Buddha hall is the people who are practicing there. Each one of us should be beautiful flowers. And each one of us should be Buddha himself, who lead people in our practice. So whatever we do, there must be some way of doing it. And we should always think, consider about this point. Of course, there is no special rules for, you know, to treat things. To be friendly with others. There is no special rules. But how we find out the way we should do at that time is to think about what will be the way to help people to practice a religious way. If you don't forget this point, you will find out how to treat people, how to treat things, how to behave yourself. And that is, at the same time, so-called bodhisattva way. In our practice is to help people. And how to help people is how to practice our way on each moment. And how to live in this world. And how to practice Zazen. To stop thinking, to be free from emotional activity when we sit is not just to have concentration in our mind. It is not just for concentration. But there we have complete reliance to ourselves to find absolute refuge in our practice. That is why we do not have emotional activity or thinking activity in our practice. We are just like a baby who is on the lap of mother. No. That is Zazen practice, and that is how we should extend our practice this to our everyday life. I think we have very good spirit here in this Zendo and Tassajara. I was rather amazed the spirit you have. But how you should extend this spirit to our everyday life is I think we have very good spirit here in this Zendo and Tassajara. I was rather amazed the spirit you have. But how you should extend this spirit to our everyday life, it will be the next question. And how you do it is to respect things, to respect with each other. When we respect things, we will find the true life in it. When we, you know, respect plants, we find, there we find the real life of, you know, life power of flower, and real beauty of flower. So, love is important, but more important as element will be respect and sincerity and big mind. With big mind and with pure sincerity and respect, the love could be real love. Just love separated from those factors will not work. Let's try hard how to make big Buddha. With, you know, with our effort. Thank you very much.